Next, we've designed a short, simple, yet objective strength test that will help you quantitate the fitness of your dog's core, rear, and front legs using very simple exercises that require no training. The first assessment test is to have your dog sit up on its haunches, sometimes called begging, but we'll just call it the sit-up. Start with your dog sitting facing you. Let your dog nibble on extra special treats. Gradually move the treats backward just over your dog's head with your dog nibbling the treats the whole time. At this point, your dog should be looking skyward. Keep moving the treats backward and watch for your dog to lift its feet off the ground. When it does, even if it's just 1 foot, release extra treats. Once your dog has both front feet off the ground, with the dog still nibbling, move the treat just a little further back so that your dog's spine is perpendicular to the ground. Keep your dog in this position, still nibbling, and count how many seconds it takes before your dog has to put a foot down. Write the number of seconds down. Next, you'll test the strength of your dog's rear legs. To perform this test, have your dog standing facing away from you with its front feet elevated to a height equal to the height of the bone that sticks out at the back of your dog's elbow, as seen in this photo. To help your dog face away from you and not look back at you, have someone in front of him feeding him treats every few seconds, or if your dog's well enough trained, place some treats on the floor a few feet in front for your dog to stare at while you do this exercise. Lift one rear leg by holding it gently at the tarsus or hock so that the leg is in a flexed position and the tibia is parallel to the ground, as you can see here with the arrow. Hold the leg loosely so that your dog doesn't try to use your hand to support its weight. Just hold your dog in that position and count how many seconds it takes until your dog fidgets. Then put the dog's foot down and let your dog bound forward for the treat. Just a quick note. If for any reason your dog is unable to stay in position for at least 5 seconds with either of its rear legs lifted, just start the assessment over, but with the front legs at hock height instead of elbow height, recording the time to fidgeting for each of the two rear legs. Now, there are some breeds of dogs, such as Corgis and Dachshunds, for which elbow height and hock height are actually the same. If you have one of these breeds, do your assessment at elbow height and just record the amount of time your dog is able to stand with one rear leg lifted, even if it's less than 5 seconds. Finally, you'll test the strength of your dog's front legs in a similar manner. Start by standing your dog facing you with its rear feet elevated to the height of the dog's elbows, as seen in this photo. Depending on the size of your dog, you can use a 2x4, an upside-down storage bin, a stool, or the first step of a flight of stairs as shown here. Have lots of treats in one of your hands. Lift one of your dog's legs by holding it gently at the carpus or wrist so that your dog's foot is hanging down and the radius and ulna are approximately parallel to the ground. Hold the leg loosely so your dog doesn't try to use your hand to support its weight. Keep your dog in that position, giving treats every now and then, and count how many seconds it takes until your dog fidgets. Just as with the rear leg assessments, if your dog is unable to stay in position for at least 5 seconds with either of its front legs lifted, just start the assessment over, but with the rear legs at hock height instead of elbow height, recording the time to fidgeting for each of the two front legs. Now you're ready to start your program. Not only will you be improving your dog's health and longevity, but participants have reported an unexpected benefit. Their relationships with their dogs have grown, broadened, and deepened, even when people thought they were as close to their dogs as possible. What an adventure you're about to begin!